KLX Mobile monitoring.
MKG4MUK Mobile.
For MUK N6CLX, Charlie Lima X-ray. Name here's Mike.
Texas Wayne, I'm headed to work this morning. It's going to be a nice day, looks like. Unfortunately, we got rain coming this weekend. Seems like every weekend we've been having rain. And was planning on fishing this weekend. Don't look like I'm going to get to do that again. How ironic, we always get rain when we're off work.
Seems like 6 months a year it's been like that, man. Although, no rain on Saturday, so if you don't work Saturday, that's today.
Saturday and Sunday, they're calling for it this weekend. Yeah, I'm hoping I can get a break, at least for a couple hours. I'm going to try to pull it off, even if I had to park under a bridge, do some videoing, and try to get the YouTube channel kicked off with a few catches of fish or something to show a little life on the page. Last time or two it rained, I was actually doing some ham radio stuff on YouTube, but yeah, I've been wanting to go out and do a little boating, and this weather, like you said, the last 6 months, it seems like it's always kind of interfered with it, which I know our lake needs it, but my goodness.
That pattern here. But, hey, I'll take that over having no rain. Been through that, too. But, you know, do the fish bite in rain? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know.
It warms up the water a little bit. You kind of have to get out there and watch them on the Garmin and see how deep they are. And sometimes they're down there about 40 feet deep. They just won't come up, especially on these cold days. That's usually where I've been finding them, is between 37 and 50 feet. That last week when it warmed up, they were biting in 4 foot of water.
And too.
Getting everything. I had an otter that was out there swimming around, and he wasn't having no problem catching fish. I had to sit there and listen to that thing catch a fish, swim over on the bank, chew it up and everything, and I'm sitting there, I kept throwing out there, wouldn't catch nothing, and then here come that otter back up out of the water, and he done caught another fish. I was like, my goodness. Maybe I need to hire him to catch some of them for me. And that son of a gun did that, like, pretty much all day.
Well, you know, they have falconers that use hawks in the area, so maybe we should have otterers.
Peter, kick out.
Very well. Yes. Looks like you disappeared, or me, or something. I just got on 85 going to work here, that's all.
Bad spot.
And a whole 85, but now I'm good.
Drive through and it might do better, KG4MUK.
Another 20, N6CLX.